In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday it is, the 25th of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. What you think about what I'm about to say depends entirely on what side of the political aisle you fall on. But the tax plan we're expecting from President Trump tomorrow is either going to be the greatest thing for this economy since sliced bread, or it's going to blow the deficit to kingdom come. Key to the GOP assumptions on tax reform, and they are on the sliced bread side, I should note, combining deep corporate tax cuts with flattening individual rates, is that these cuts are really going to boost economic growth. And so, in that way the politicians like to say, pay for themselves. Here is House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady on this program yesterday.
Tax Foundation, independent group, estimates under the House tax reform plan, our economy will grow by over 9%.
9%? Seriously? Marketplace's Marielle Segarra starts us off.
When Republicans say tax cuts are going to pay for themselves, here's the theory.
What they're saying is we're going to lower taxes, which is going to encourage growth, more people will buy products, more revenues will come into the corporations.
Dorothy Brown, who teaches at Emory University, says the idea is that the increased economic activity will bring in the same amount of revenue, even at the lower tax rate. Has this ever worked?
No. History actually tells us that there might come some growth, but nowhere near what you would need.
Bill Smith, a managing director with CBiz MHM, says the Bush administration talked about this too.
Although there was positive impact on the economy, it didn't necessarily offset the cost of the cuts that were involved.
One problem with the GOP's math is its rosy prediction for 9% economic growth. Hunter Blair at the Economic Policy Institute says that's completely unrealistic.
I think in general you're thinking about developing countries when we're talking about growth rates like that. A more reasonable estimate in the long run for the U.S. might be something like 2%.
Emory's Dorothy Brown says if Republicans want to keep the impact of a corporate tax cut deficit neutral, they've got a couple choices. Raise taxes somewhere else or...
Well, then the government has to downsize.
That'll be hard to do while paying for President Trump's other proposals. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.